Now it's time for Half Hour to Health. Sit back, relax.
I shall not feel good. I feel good. Like a move in the wood.
Good morning and welcome to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic, and I am joined by a very special guest, Kate Kretzinger. She is a certified nutrition coach practicing in both Peterborough and Nashua. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so excited to have you here. Well,
thank you for having me.
So tell me, what is a certified nutrition coach? What do you do?
What do I do? That kind of encompasses a lot of things, not just a nutrition coach, but I'm also considered a health coach as well. I just kind of dropped the health out of it because it was such a long title. And I always lead with nutrition because I think that's the most important thing to our health. And so I just said, oh, well, maybe I can just be a nutrition coach. And so really, I help people choose healthier choices depending on what their goals are. I help people either with its performance or if it's, you know, symptom-based kind of things that they're experiencing, help them figure out why they're having those symptoms. Instead of them going to medicine, they'd rather not do that or go that route. So, or they've been through the medical system and they just haven't had answers and they're not accepting the response of, well, you got to take this, and and they didn't want to do that, so that's how they find me.
So you're helping people with quite the variety of illnesses.
Yeah.
Tell me about some of the people that come to you. I assume that you must have people with irritable bowel.
Absolutely, that's the most common, right? Everybody has irritable bowel, right? I have a lot of people that have Lyme, and because that's a big up and coming thing right now, that a lot of people are realizing that's what they have, because it comes with a lot of co-host of diseases and symptoms. And so when they really start digging and figuring out what it is, like, I think a lot of the times it's diagnosed as like fibromyalgia and lupus, and come to find out it's really not those. It's really coming down to removing the inflammation. So that's one of the things that I like to say is, I don't treat my headache, you know, clients any different than I do my cancer patients. You know, what I do is I help everyone remove inflammation from their body. So it doesn't matter what you are diagnosed with, it's removing inflammation.
All right. So tell us why inflammation is bad.
Yeah. So, well, we do need some inflammation, right? We do need some of that. But if you look at the American standard diet right now, we have such an influx of omega-6s, which cause inflammation, right? And so our ratio of omega-3s and omega-6s should be 1 to 1. And right now it's, you know, like in the 20s, high teens to 1, and meaning that our omega-6s are through the roof. And a lot of it comes through a lot of our refined oils that are out there. You know, there's so much controversy out there between, oh, is coconut oil good for me? Is olive oil good for me? I was told olive oil was the best, and some of them are, you know, but it just all comes down to reading labels. And so I educate people on how to do that and really digging deep into what our labels are telling us and making sure that we are reducing that inflammation. Also, you know, with it just all comes down to gut health, you know, and it's like, how much time do we have? I mean, I could talk for hours on this too, you know, and it really just comes down to an unstable gut bacteria. And a lot of us hear leaky gut, and what is that, you know? And think about, you know, all of us that have been on antibiotics. If we're eating conventional meat, there's antibiotics in that too. That disrupts the normal flora of our stomach. You look at, you know, chlorinated water, that disrupts our stomach. Then you look at birth control, that does that too. Then you look at, you know, steroids that people have been on, you know, NSAIDs and those anti-inflammatory, like the Tylenol and the, you know, all of that stuff on top of each other just totally creates havoc in our stomach, and we just don't repair it. So there's no wonder why we have such a influx of, you know, they say they're epidemics now of all these inflammatory diseases, and that's, you know, Alzheimer's, asthma. You know, you look at, you know, gosh, gosh, I can even name them all. Like Lyme is another one, you know, because if we have a strong immune system, we can fight all these things off. So it's really all about building a strong immune system, removing the inflammation, and getting them to heal their gut.
So how did you become so passionate about this? Do you have your own story?
Yeah, I do. And I think most of us in these instances have our own stories, right? When it comes into the health field, we've all had some kind of a story. And I think it's really funny, though, because at first I wanted to be a physical therapist and I wanted to be a PT because when I was 18, got in a car accident and broke my pelvis on both sides. And that's where really a lot of stuff started was then. And so I was like, yeah, I want to be PT. I want to go and help people through that process. I lived in pain for 19 years with that. So some kind of a pain between 5 and 10 every day. And so with that pain, I wasn't able to hear what else was going on in my body. And so I have a unique story too. I got adjusted and finally my hip pain went away. I lived that way for 19 years. And then I found a chiropractor who told me that wasn't normal, but I thought it was because I lived that way for 19 years. But after a month of being adjusted, that pain went away. The hip pain went away. And other things I was aware of that I wasn't aware of before, such as, you know, stomach pain, other kind of pain going on, because now that pelvic pain was gone. And so I was like, oh, well, what could that be? And so I just started looking into how I ate. And I really ate healthy compared to most Americans, because I was always been an athlete. And I was like, okay, what can we do a little differently here? And so I started looking at, you know, like the nightshades and removing those, because those cause inflammation. And I started looking at beans, because the lectins in the beans, some people can't process. So, you know, as when I started going through this process, I looked back. I was on antibiotics all the time as a kid. You know, I was always sick. And I grew up with, you know, the parents that always took their kids to the hospital when they were sick. So I was always on antibiotics and always had some kind of infection going on. And so, you know, I started really digging deep and realizing that probably was where it all started when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And now I've hit that major toxic level and now I got to do something about it. So I started digging deeper and removing all the inflammatory foods out of my diet. And I didn't eat, you know, like your normal breads or, you know, your pastas, but I did love my sushi, you know, so there was rice and there's grains, right? Yeah. So as I dug deeper and deeper, I realized that grains were the culprit. I didn't eat a whole lot of sugar, but when I did, it really affected my body. I was really paying attention to that stuff too. So I was like, you know, I really need to start healing. I got to start, instead of eliminating all these foods, I got to do something different. I don't want to, you know, just be limited to a certain amount of things. And so I started with the GAPS diet, kind of reset there. Didn't heal me fully. So I was like, oh, it's got to be something more. And then I fell onto the website, for some reason, kept popping up, the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And I said, okay, this speaks to me right now, because it's all about not a one-size-fits-all. Everybody's different. And I truly believed in that. And so I decided to take this course to heal myself. And in that, I found, you know, I've always been into nutrition, but I really found that, okay, this is definitely my passion. Yeah. And even when I was going to, you know, PT school and ended up switching over to exercise science, we did nutrition there. It was a holistic school. Loved the nutrition. I said, this is where I want to go. But I don't like the strains and nutritionists have to follow and what dietitians have to follow. That wasn't for me. And because I knew that it's not a one size fits all. So I kind of let it go until I found this and I was like, oh, this is really what I want to do.
So I already know that you and I are on the same wavelength because you mentioned, grains, not so good.
Yeah.
That could be shocking to the listener.
Like, absolutely.
We've been told to eat whole grains. They're good for us. They're on the bottom of the food pyramid. We should have lots of them.
Yeah.
Explain why grains might not be good for everyone.
Okay. That's a great question. I know more studies are coming out now that show that we can't process them at all. Humans cannot process them at all. And a lot of people will say, well, what about the Bible? It always says, you know, Jesus broke bread. And I get that. I understand. But if you think about back in the 70s, there was a green revolution that went on. These three scientists decided that they would mutagenize our grains so that they could yield more grains to help, you know, feed the poor. And so they did that. And Dr. William Davis, who's a cardiologist, he wrote the book Wheat Belly. He really dives deep into the story. So if anybody wants to read that, I would highly recommend that book. But he talks about how these gentlemen, you know, wanted to end world hunger, and they ended up going to New Guinea with these grains that they mutagenized. And what Dr. William Davis talks about is that when you mutagenize something, it's x-rays, gamma rays, you know, you can't really focus in on one thing that you are mutagenizing, right? So you're hitting everything. And so when you do that, you can't control the outcome of what's going on. So what happened was when they did that with these grains, when they went to this tribe, they realized when they left, they were there for 2 or 3 months. And when they left, out of these 6,000 people, over 6 of them had signs of schizophrenia. And one of the scientists said, well, they didn't have it beforehand. What changed? And it was really their environment, their food, right? So he came back to the United States and started working in a VA hospital. And this was before HIPAA and everything. So he ended up taking, with the schizophrenic ward at the VA hospital, he took their grains away for 4 weeks. And he saw a dramatic, you know, change in these people. A lot of their symptoms had decreased. And so he added them back in, and they came back. And then he took them back out just to be sure, and it happened again. They got dramatically better. I'm not saying that it cured it. It just, he said that they got better. So he came to that, you know, conclusion that, you know, we exacerbate the symptoms by inflammation, and that's what these grains do, is inflammation. And so I said, you know, I see that all the time in my clients. I don't need studies to prove that. It's a huge change when I start working with people. And you're right. They're like, oh my gosh, what am I going to eat? It's the main staple. When this started happening, when they started mutagenizing the grains, that's when the food pyramid came out. And if you remember what that used to look like, yeah, right? You know, 6 to 8 servings of your grains a day, yeah, at the bottom of the pyramid, right?
Yeah.
So it's a staple of our diet. And when you tell people that that's what causes inflammation, we need to remove that, they're like, what am I going to eat? And it is a big shocker. And that's why I love working with people, because we teach them how to replace those things and make it so that it's sustainable and then it's a lifestyle change.
I think, yeah, we should talk in the second half of the show about what we're going to replace all these grains with.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Okay, so we're going to take a break. We're here on Half Hour to Health. We're with Kate Kretzinger. She is a certified nutrition coach, and she practices in Peterborough and Nashua. If you're interested in checking out her website, it's K84 wellness.com. So K84wellness.com. Your show today is sponsored by Crossroads Chiropractic. This month, you can have a complete exam with any necessary x-rays for just $49. Give us a call at 575-9080. That's 575-9080. We have locations in Pembroke, Meredith, and in Epping. Stay tuned. We'll be right back